Today is Palm Sunday, where we begin the annual Lenten journey of following Jesus to his cross. And as we begin the journey of what we call Holy Week, we come to the end of our journey, highlighting spiritual warfare in the season of Lent through this creative writing, the Screwtape Letters, where a fictional demon attempts to train a younger one. And I'll admit, like some of you, even just looking at this picture, it's a little uncomfortable. Not only because it's a bit hard to sort out what C.S. Lewis is getting at, even the British accents, but it's actually uncomfortable for me for mainly two reasons. Number one, these last few weeks with you here at Bethlehem has been uncomfortable preaching when our sins have been pointed out in all of the light of day. Our sins pointed out even in a fictional book in these letters. The way in which Satan uses the good things of life, the good things of God, to take our eyes off of God. Our possessions can be a distraction. The church, our family, even prayer can be used as a distraction against our relationship with God. How even Satan uses our suffering in life to cause us to doubt God's goodness. And now, he gets us to focus on ourselves to the exclusion of others and ultimately to the exclusion of God. Perhaps you recognize yourself in one of the portions of these letters that we've covered the last few weeks. But this has been uncomfortable for me for a second reason. Number two, it's uncomfortable and kind of bizarre reading something not from Holy Scriptures in the context of church, right? And even the fictional words of an imaginary demon on top of that. Can you imagine that in church? And as brilliant as this Christian author C.S. Lewis and his fictional writing is, in today's short little excerpt where he talked about humility and pride, he addresses the very temptation to make the devil and his demons into fictional characters. The devil would love to have us doubt his existence. For the forces of evil, it's good that people often turn the devil into this absurd comical figure. You know, the red tights, the pitchfork, the horns, that skinny little mustache. When people don't believe that evil angels are real, then he turns to more subtle and sneaky temptations rather than a full frontal assault or demonic possession. Plus, if these demons can make us doubt their existence, then it would be natural to begin to doubt God's existence. It's a very slippery slope. People then turn God into a fictional, comical figure. That old man with a white robe, long white hair and a beard, just sitting there in the clouds. When we think like this, we slowly believe the lie of today, that Jesus becomes this crazy prophet claiming to be God, or a wise teacher turned into a god by his later followers, or some in Jerusalem would like to believe. And this leads us all into one more way in which the devil turns us away from God. The lie from the father of lies that everything is always about me. Get people to be so focused on the self, me, mine. Get people so wrapped up in themselves that we forget about how even God's law is summed up. Love God and love your neighbor. Mine! That's a word that children learn very early on. The selfish, sinful nation rears its ugly head not long after they learn to speak. And even earlier than that, for the parents out there, That might have been a little loud, so I apologize, but you know the idea. You probably heard it. Even when toddlers grasp an object and will not let it go and you try to take it from them. Mine. And adults, like us, struggle with this too. My talents, my creative abilities are mine. My virtues are mine. I have worked hard and have cultivated them all. We complain when time is stolen from us. Time you thought you had to yourself. An interruption from an unexpected visitor, an urgent text or a voicemail, a request from your children for attention, even a good thing such as that. A request from your spouse to listen to them and have a conversation with them. Even today, Palm Sunday, even Holy Week, where we ought to focus on Jesus, Satan still wants you and me to think, my time is my own. My possessions are my own. And so this fictional demon that we heard, Screwtape, he urges his nephew Wormwood to get his patient to focus on his virtues and begin to even take pride in those good things. The virtue of humility. Just as Jesus humbly comes in riding a donkey, the virtue of humility ironically becomes an occasion for pride. Look how humble I am. I'm so much more humble than that person. And then the trap is sprung. This sin of selfishness is exactly what today, Palm Sunday, is all about. Today, in our gospel lesson that we heard at the beginning of worship, we heard the people of Jerusalem praising Jesus with hosannas. The word that means, Lord, save us. Now we pray, Hosanna, save us, Jesus. Even hallelujahs, even the children with loud hosannas rang. Do you know why? Because they all believed and they wanted to believe that Jesus would be the one to overthrow their government, get rid of those nasty Romans that are oppressing them. They wanted an earthly savior, friends. A general, maybe a good president. You see, that it's not God that drives people away. It's people. It's us. It's those nasty glances, the daily pinpricks, the wars, the accidents. People want to blame God for other people's actions. And friends, God, Jesus, our Lord, is all about the opposite. Today, Palm Sunday is all about self, but not about what we've made of ourselves, but about what Jesus has made of ourselves. You are his creation. You are loved. You are given your own set of abilities and talents, which God will use to serve others. You may not be, you think, the brightest or best, but God can still use everything, whatever abilities you have, to love and serve other people. Friends, God made you, and because of that, he loves you without end. You belong to him. And God in Jesus Christ has redeemed you, paid for you, bought you back by his own blood. Shed on the cross. He gave his life for you. And so you are twice his, created and redeemed. The word of life has been spoken to you when you were born, and the water of life has been poured over you in your baptism. Once by creation, twice by baptism. You're made to even be a member of what we call God's family. That's a privilege, not an inherent right. Called to be his and in his kingdom, united to Jesus, his son, and made to belong to the Father as his own beloved child. So this week, Holy Week, we might be tempted to say the same or think the same. Mine. No, not mine, but thine. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen.